to hear about it and to sing about it, but we need to use the name of Jesus because there's power. We have victory in the name. He was given that name. And when we say he's been given that name, Jesus was given authority by giving, God gave him that name. And we have been given that name, so we have authority on this earth, delegated authority. I'd say the devil trembles when he hears the name of Jesus upon the lips of the believer. Because when we speak the name of Jesus, we're speaking as though Jesus is saying it. And the demons know and recognize that name, and they have to bow the knee. They have to leave. They have to flee. They have to move off. They have to go somewhere else. They got to go another direction. When we say, in the name of Jesus, there's victory in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's anointing in the name of Jesus. And everything we do, we are doing in the name of Jesus. Ministry of Helps, you're helping in the name of Jesus. When you sing unto the Lord, you're doing that as unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Everything we do, we're doing it unto the name of Jesus. Everything we do, we live, breathe, and work, unto the name of Jesus. And when you're doing things unto Him, then you're going to win every time. You're going to succeed, you're going to get victory when you do things unto the name of Jesus. I want to start out looking at the victory that we have. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, but thanks be to God. Oh, we haven't done this yet. This is my Bible. Say, this is my Bible. The Bible is God's Word.
The Bible is God's Word
speaking to me. I can have what it says I can have. I can be what it says I can be. I can go where it says I can go. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. My mind is alert. My body is awake. I will not fall asleep. I will not leave you the same. In Jesus' name. Now, tap, whack your neighbor. Lightly. Your sword. That's what we do. It's like when you go out all over the world, I travel to different parts of the world, you know, when there's a McDonald's, they got the golden arches. Yeah. It's the same thing anywhere you go. But we like to say that to just get you ready to hear the word. I'm excited about victory today. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to give you a little Greek lesson here. The word victory in this verse, it is the Greek word nikos, and it means to conquest or triumph. Now, don't you know you have to be going through something to get triumph?
Yes.
You've got to be in a fight to get the victory. You've got to understand that. You can't get a victory over something unless you've been through something.
Right.
Raise your hand if you've been through something, if you've got a victory over something. You can't get victory unless you've been through something. And I know I have a room full of people that you've been through some things. You've been through something.
Yes.
But this word here, he gives us the victory. He gives us the triumph over whatever battle you're going through. And then again in 1 John 5:4 it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That word victory is the Greek word nike. And it looks like Nike. But it's Nike. So I don't want you to go out and buy a bunch of tennis shoes today and say, I got the victory. But the victory in this verse, this is very important. It's different from the victory in 1 Corinthians 15:57. And put this in your notes. This means a means of success or victory. In other words, a way to get victory. A way to get that victory. There's a means to your victory. Now the devil doesn't want you to know this, but there is a way for you to get victory over whatever you're going through in Jesus' name. And it's the name of Jesus. Have you ever gone through life and something just keeps just kind of bugging you? Maybe you're at your workplace and there's somebody that just keeps jabbing at you, just their presence. And maybe there's just something in your life that just keeps on kind of nipping at your toes. Or you're, you know, like that Pomeranian that I talk about so often. When I read Meters up in South Carolina, it wasn't the big dogs that got me. It was the little ones. And I love dogs, don't get me wrong. But it's the little ones that nip at your heels. Have you ever been through something where something just, it just hangs on? and you're just ready to shake it off, I'm going to show you how to do that today. We need to shake off the devil. He's a loser. He's been defeated, detoothed, befat, defanged, and he's under your feet. Right now, he's under your feet. Sometimes he tries to crawl up, and through lack of knowledge, he tries to, you know, get us here or there. But I want to give you some hope this morning and teach you how to use the name and recognize maybe what you're going through is not of God, but there's a means of victory, and that is using the name of Jesus. A lot of Christians start blaming God when bad things happen. When things are stolen or killed or destroyed. And that's exactly what the devil wants. He wants God's children to start turning on God. It's not God's fault. God's not doing it. No. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Make no mistake about it. John 10:10 says, if the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So let's look at this. Number two, given the name, he was given the name Jesus. Philippians 2, 8 and 9 says, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So Jesus was given the name, his name, Jesus. And the word name here in this verse, in the Greek, it is the Greek word anome. Bear with me. I'm not a Greek scholar. But it means, more importantly, it means authority. Authority. He's been given the name Jesus and authority. It also means character. Think about this. When you hear somebody's name, maybe somebody, one of your brothers or sisters in here, you hear their name, all of a sudden you know who they are. You know their character comes to mind. Things about them comes to mind, because that name is synonymous with who they are, right? It denotes who they are. When you give something a name, you give it authority. You give it power, right? Anything is nothing until it's given a name. We're living in a season right now they call hurricane season. And some people have just fled Florida because they don't want to deal with it. They just want to, you know, leave this place. But you know what? They give these demonic winds that come through, they give it a name, not till it gets big. They start giving it a name. When they give something a name, they give it authority. Names have authority. Everything, when you give it a name that is named, we give something authority, like cancer. Give that a name. When you hear that word cancer, it invokes different emotions. It some people, it evokes fear. It evokes apprehension, all these emotions. It's just a name. Think about that. Jesus is above every name.
Yes.
Any name you can name, the name of Jesus has more authority. It is higher. It has more power and more weight than any name. Let me say that again. Any name that is named. Any sickness, disease, any name, any wind, hurricane, anything that comes that's coming to you, you have the name of Jesus to use that name. I remember a time when there was a God-fearing lady that was, she was in the face of a storm that was coming. It was flooding all around her neighborhood, but she stood on her front porch and she said, I say in the name of Jesus that this flood will not come near my dwelling. She stood out there and she was just an older godly woman, you know, but she knew the authority in the name of Jesus. She said, no, in Jesus' name, this flood will not come near my dwelling. And she used the name of Jesus. Well, reporters came, you know, a day or two later, they were out in boats and pontoons, and here was this woman's house on an island. No water had come up to her house, but she was surrounded with water.
Amen.
And there she stood, high and dry.
Amen.
She gave all the glory to God.
Amen.
When we use, you say, oh, that can't happen. Oh, that's a nuts. Not, that can't happen. Yes, it can.
Amen.
All things are possible. Amen. To those who believe.
Amen.
And she had enough faith that she used the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ephesians 1, 19 through 21. This is another powerful verse. Talking about the name of Jesus. Paul prayed this. He said, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. See, the hand of God on that infamous day reached down and took Jesus, who had been crucified, buried, wrapped up in linen clothes, was totally dead. The hand of God reached down, the power of God, and lifted him up and raised him up from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Raised him up. Not only that, he took off those grave clothes, laid them very neatly in the tomb, and busted out of that tomb. Rock and roll, as we say. The stone rolled away. He walked out triumphant. Hallelujah. And then not only that, he rose up through the clouds and sat down at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places. I'm here to tell you this morning, when the hand of God did that, in the mind of God, he was not just raising up one man, he was not just raising up Jesus, but he was raising up the body of Christ. Amen. Today we are the body of Christ, and if you will hear it, believe it, and receive it, you have already been quickened from death. You're born again. But don't stop there. You have been raised up through the principalities and powers of might, and you were sat down with Christ in the heavenly places at the right hand of the Father. Oh, praise God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You don't just stay at the cross. Yes, we've got to go to the cross, but don't stop there. Go to the resurrection and don't stop there. Go to Pentecost. Hallelujah. And don't stop there, but feed and meditate and be a ferocious reader, voracious reader of the epistles of where you are right now in Christ. Read through Ephesians so you memorize it, because that is where you find out who you are now in Christ. The body of Christ has victory. Because Jesus has the victory.
Amen.
Oh, I want faith to rise up on you, on the inside of you this morning, to know this, that you can conquer anything in life by using the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We do not fight against flesh and blood. The enemy fights by all different means and ways, but he is not flesh and blood. There are principalities and powers of the air that you have authority over by using the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you use the name of Jesus, is anybody else excited to hear about Jesus this morning? Hallelujah! Before the service, I was just out walking the grounds and just, you know, I'm sure they were looking out their windows, wondering who that guy is in that powder blue coat, praying in tongues. I don't know if they knew what I was doing, but I was binding the devil. I was telling him to flee. He has no place or authority in this place. And I put a dome of protection over this building and over this neighborhood. And I speak the name of Jesus. And I say that we have full authority and we have victory and we have freedom in the name of Jesus. We are as those bones, dry bones in an open ground. And hallelujah, I'm saying this morning, come together, mighty army of God, and be the church, be the body of Christ that you are on the earth today. And he said this, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, look at verse 21, far above, far above. See, Jesus was raised far above, so therefore you have already been raised far above. Because you're his body. We're all body, part of the body of Christ. Right? We're members of his body, all of us in particular. I was amazed this morning, it just becomes more apparent to me to see all of us have different gifts. All of us have different talents and abilities. All of us are giving them and being used by God. We all do have different things. You may not sing like somebody else, or you may not cook like somebody else, or you may not, you know, minister like, but just be who you are, and everything you do as unto the Lord. Do it as unto the Lord. Pick up trash as unto the Lord. Straighten up chairs as unto the Lord. Amen? You can be in a church and you're changing baby diapers. Do it as unto the Lord.
Yes.
Right? Use a clothes bin, and do it as unto the Lord. I remember when I was a shoe salesman, and I just decided it was a part-time job, and I was single, and I was just trying to make some money, and I was selling shoes, and I just decided, I'm going to do this unto the Lord. I'm going to do this like the Lord is always trying on shoes. I'm going to do it unto the Lord.
Yes.
So I changed. I mean, I was always there on time. I was always, and I did this unto the Lord. I wasn't doing it unto a man. I wasn't doing it unto the people that were giving me a check at the, you know, because that wasn't even my supply. But I was doing as unto the Lord. And when I did that, the Lord blessed me.
Right.
And he gave me more sales. And I was just overtaken by favor because I did it as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
So whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, when you sing, when you play, when you minister, play an instrument, do it as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You can mow the grass as unto the Lord. Sometimes I mow, well, now my son mows the grass. Thank God. Praise God. But you can do yard work as unto the Lord. You may think that's silly, but it's not. Everything we do it as unto the Lord. He is our boss. He's the one we do it unto. Now let's look at this. It's not just hearing about the name, but we have to use the name. We have to speak the name. We have to do something. We have to get up there and say the name of Jesus. Philippians 2, 10 through 11 says that, and underline this in your Bible, take notes, at the name of Jesus. Say that with me.
At the name of Jesus.
That means say the name. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. At the name. See, we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting, wrestling against, you know, principalities of the air. We're fighting against principalities that have already been defeated. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're not looking at things the right way if we're fighting against people or fighting against flesh and blood. You're not really fighting against flesh and blood, but there are principalities and powers in the air that will use people sometimes. You're driving down the road, somebody cuts you off. They don't mess with anybody else, but boy, when you drive down, all of a sudden somebody cuts you off, you know, just barely misses. And the love of God rises up on the inside of us. No, let's be honest. Hey, you know, that wasn't very friendly. But the enemy is trying to steal your joy. He's trying to steal your victory. He's trying to steal, you know, your peace. And we have to maintain that. We got to maintain that peace and maintain that joy. And we do that by using the name of Jesus. The best thing to do when that happens is out loud say, Lord, thank you. I bless them. I just bless that person. I speak blessings over him. I bless, forgive, and release him right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Do that, because if you don't, that fire will start burning and you'll become, the next thing you do, you're at home talking about it. And you get on the phone, you talk more about it, and it gets bigger and bigger, right? So quench it right at the start. We don't fight against flesh and blood. This whole church, this ministry, has been built on the Word of God. We did it because God told us to do it, and boy, we've been through some storms.
Yes.
We've been through some times when we wanted to quit, but the anchor holds.
Amen.
The anchor has held, but we've learned to not fight against flesh and blood and to use the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're speaking not to flesh and blood, but to the Spirit. Let's look what Paul, the Apostle Paul, did. Perfect example. And you know, and this isn't preached a lot. Isn't it interesting? The Word isn't preached in church. It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. It's all about catching people's attention and the glitz and the glamour and the, you know, the show and the da 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 da. But we got to go back to the Word.
Amen.
The Word is still relevant today.
Amen.
The Word of God is still relevant today. Acts 16, the Apostle Paul says this, and it came to pass, we went to prayer. See, here's a good thing. They went to prayer. And a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divinity, met us. Isn't that interesting? They started to really get into prayer and the things of God. All of a sudden, the enemy met them, possessed with a spirit of divination. What is that? A spirit of witchcraft. You go by these places, they have, you know, come on in, I'll read your palm. I guess it's a palm reader or whatever. Read it. When you go by there, stretch your hand out and just say, I take authority over that spirit. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. And just go right on by. I guarantee that works, because you're speaking to the spirit. You're speaking to the strong man. When you go by those places, stretch your hand out and say, no, in the name of Jesus, I just take authority over that divination spirit. I bind it, I command you to flee in Jesus' name. That's all I got to do. So it says, interesting, that this woman, this damsel, brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. You know, I don't believe it was a real pleasant tone. I believe she probably shrieked it out. It was something that was irritating, right? Because that's what the devil does. Ah, these men are the servants of the Most High. They show us. That's exactly how she said it. And they show us the way of salvation. Can you imagine living with that? Can you imagine having that? Not just for a moment, but for days. I mean, I can imagine Apostle Paul's like, okay, all right, she's going to stop. Her voice is going to get hoarse. She's going to stop. But no, that spirit on the inside didn't want them to follow the plan of God. And that's when you got to realize it. See, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. See, it sounded real religious. It sounded good. But there was a spirit. How did we know this? Because it says she did this many days, even at night. Can you believe that? I mean, one time I was in our neighborhood, you know, some people moved in next door, and there's a bunch of guys from retired Army, just young guys, you know, had got together and bought or rented this house. Oh boy, it was trouble. Because they were still back in wartime, because they would be out in the backyard with bonfires at 2, 3 in the morning, just shouting and yelling and you know, we're trying to sleep. You know, 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, firecracker. Yeah, you remember that, those guys. And I went over one time and just very pleasantly said, you know, hey, you guys are kind of loud at night. Oh, it's okay. Oh, okay. We'll take care of it. Well, it didn't happen. It didn't help. They kept on. So I went to prayer. Right? Sometimes that's the last thing we do. Okay, well, I'll pray about it. I'll pray about it. Maybe this spirit is trying to keep us up.
Yeah.
So I took authority over that spirit in Jesus' name. You know, it's not. I love the guys, but I didn't like the spirit. I mean, a lot of cussing, a lot of things going on, so I bound that spirit. You say, well, did it work? Next day? No. Next day? No. I mean, it took about a week of constant. I mean, I was persistent. You got to be persistent. Just keep on pounding in prayer. Keep on. And all of a sudden, they were just moving. They just moved. They moved out of the house. And somebody else came in. You know? And so, don't forsake the prayer. Take authority over the enemy. If something in your life is just nagging at you, realize it's not flesh and blood. It could be principalities of the air. It says this, but Paul being grieved, say grieved.
Grieved.
Now, I was interested to know what this word grieved meant. And it's the Greek word, I won't try to say it in Greek, but it means to toil through or to be worried. Listen to that. To be worried. There's some people that are overcome with just a spirit of worry, a spirit of anxiety. They just can't, it just is on them. Worry. And the world calls that a worry wart, I guess. Worry. All-time worry. Listen, take authority over it. Take authority over it. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of worry, just loose and let go. Take authority. Stop it right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of heaviness, loose and lift off in Jesus' name. Amen. This isn't taught. People are just, you know, oh, I'll just go and, you know, get more drugs or do this or that. But there's power in the name of Jesus.
Right.
There's power in the name of Jesus. When we speak the name of Jesus. If you're having trouble, you know, with sleep deprivation or anxiety or worry or whatever, just lay hands on yourself and say, no, in the name of Jesus, loose and lift off. You foul spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say, you know, don't just try it, but keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. There's victory in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. Paul was grieved. He was like, all right, now it's time. I'm going to do something about it. He turned and said to the damsel. Everybody got that? He turned and said to the Spirit. Not the damsel. He said to the Spirit. See, we're living in these earthen vessels and we're living in the natural, but there's a spiritual realm. Amen? There's a spiritual realm. I was talking to somebody even this morning. I mean, you can go into a place, you can go into a room, you can go into a city, and you can feel that city. You can feel what's going on.
Right.
You can feel a heaviness, or you can feel, I've been there, and then I've been to other places, you feel a real, wow, a real peace. You can do that. You can sense that because you're spiritually sensitive or in tune to that. And so he was grieved. He was worried. So he said to the Spirit, and I don't believe he just whispered this. He said, I mean, you got to know, he was sleep deprived. He probably let him have some of his anger again. In the name of Jesus, I command you, loose and let go of her. Right now, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We got to get some sleep. And it says, it came out the same hour. Came out the same hour. So they kept saying it. Came out. Amen.
Amen.
Want to hear some good news? Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, which you have already been translated up through. Right? All those layers and levels of principalities, you've already got the victory. Because Jesus went up through them, you also went up through them. That's good news, isn't it? See, this is how you get victory. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith rises up on the inside of you. Revelation comes to your understanding. Oh, that's what's going on. And you stand, you go, hallelujah, I'm in Christ. I'm seated, and these things are below me. They're under my feet. The little toe on the left foot of the body of Christ is on top of the devil.
Amen.
The little toe on the left foot of the body of Christ is still on top of the devil. You've got the victory. Right now, you've got the victory. So don't fight against flesh and blood. Don't fight against people. Don't fight against your neighbor, but take it to prayer. Use the name of Jesus. Why is there so much power in the name of Jesus? Because he has been quickened and raised from the dead. He is seated right now in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and every name that is named. You may have a loved one. You may have a family member. You may have somebody in your neighborhood or something that just, you know, is just acting all unnatural or just somehow bound by stuff. Take it to prayer in your prayer closet. Bind that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Take authority over that in Jesus' name. And keep doing that. Keep doing that. You'll see results. Be consistent and persistent about it. Especially if something is trying to steal, kill, or destroy your joy, if whatever it is trying to steal your joy, I'm convinced that Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly.
Amen.
And this is what he said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And I'm going to say something here too about, you know, this is so important for Christians to understand, because in Revelation 12:10, I'm going to read the word. It says in Revelation 12:10, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which accused them before our God day and night. That is so important for us to realize. If you're being accused, if you're having thoughts of your past, if you're having accusations come against you, I guarantee you can go right to this verse and you can get shed light on the situation. It's the accuser. He walks around seeing who he can accuse of past things that are already purged by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus has purged you from dead works. The blood of Jesus has made you a new creature. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus, made in the likeness of God. You are his king's kid. You have been put back in a relationship with him as Adam was in the garden. You have authority on this earth to speak the name of Jesus and have victory wherever your foot treads, whatever city you go into, whatever room you go into, whatever place your foot treads. You can exercise the name of Jesus and you can take authority over whatever is going on in that place spiritually. Hallelujah. We need to understand that we are, whatever we do, do it as unto the Lord. When you sing a song in church, as you do, and we do that, and that was beautiful this morning, we do it as unto the Lord. play an instrument as unto the Lord. You want to play as unto the Lord. When you bring something for people to take part in, to eat, do it as unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. You know, I do things unto the Lord. Anyway, I'm not going to say that. But I like to do things in excellence. Why? Because God likes excellence.
Right.
Not perfection, but just do the best you can do.
Yes.
I like our chairs straight.
Amen.
I like our robes. I should have been in the Marines. I like us. Why? Because it's excellent. Why can't we just do a little excellence? Because the world is all chaotic. They're chaotic. Why not just have a little excellence? Just try to do your best. Amen. And I believe that it's a witness. And we do things unto the Lord. Like if the Lord came in, I'd like him to say, wow, those chairs are really straight. I'm sure. I'm sure he's more concerned about us people, but wow. Anyway, finally, look what it says in Colossians 3:17. And I'm closing here. It says, Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him.
Yeah.
Whatever you do. And now here you go, in 1 Corinthians 10:31, and I'm going to close here. This is the second horn. Train usually has three times. This is 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Do as unto the Lord. That's when you really get blessed, is doing it unto the Lord. But remember, and I'm going to just say what I've said, victory in the name. Number one, there's victory in the name. Number two, Jesus was given the name for authority. And number three, we need to learn how to use the name of Jesus. And finally, number four, minister in the name of Jesus. Whatever you do, do it as unto Him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Did you get anything out of that?